treated other guys you've been with. Hey, look, be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said, hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still crowing, you're still growing, you're still growing.
going strong, just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for, but I do know what it was to be with you. What a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La cha 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 cha.
Over. a nobody until somebody loves you. A nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody. Grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold won't get you happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves you. Go out and get yourself somebody.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Another beautiful night here in Lakewood. And Blue Claws getting set to go. They'll take on the Greenville Drive, the High A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Blue Claws, of course, in their 21st season as the High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Jersey Shore is 14-25. So far this year, Greenville 16-25. Blue Claws winners yesterday afternoon by a score of 5-1. Tony Graham, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, as you said, a very pleasant night without any precipitation, and very pleasantly cool, as I stated. And hopefully the Blue Claws can keep it going after a really solid effort, Greg. One of the more complete efforts of the season in last night's 5-1 victory.
Yeah, Baron Radcliffe hit a solo home run in the sixth inning. Rickson Wingrove hit a solo home run, a two-run home run in the seventh inning. And the Blue Claws got some very good pitching, notably from Griff McGarry, who struck out seven over four scoreless innings, and then Aiden Anderson, three scoreless innings to earn the win. And Anderson specifically has allowed no earned runs, one unearned run in 11 innings pitched so far this season. He's in his second go-round with Jersey Shore. He was here last year, and he's making the most of his return here in 2022. He didn't even break camp with the team. He started the year in low-A Clearwater, but he has been really good since getting up here a few weeks ago. So he will pitch today, though, three innings yesterday, and it will be Christian Hernandez for the Blue Claws. 1-1, a 7.03 ERA against lefty Shane Drohan of the drive, 2-2 with a 5.45 ERA. More on them in a moment. Behind the plate, though, today, Tony, is Rafael Marchand, the Blue Claws 2019 starting catcher, is on an MLB rehab assignment with the Blue Claws today, and he was here yesterday as well, went 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. He tested out that hamstring strain and a ball in the dirt. He sprinted into second base, dove in head first, and was safe there. So certainly a good Blue Claws debut yesterday for Rafael Marchand, or I should say a 2022 Blue Claws debut, as he gets started on his rehab assignment from that hamstring strain. He's on the Philly 60-day injury list.
Yeah, Rafael was here in 2019, 271 in 63 games. And at the end of the season, got a promotion to Clearwater, then High A. He made his big league debut in 2020 with the Phillies. At the time, Greg was the 104th from the Blue Claw to go from the shore to the show.
116, of course, have done it now. And he had that big debut in 2020, just 1 year after he had finished his time with the Blue Claws. Greenville and Town Red Sox affiliate. These are the only six meetings between the two teams this season. And a second game, Greenville won the first game on Tuesday night by a score of 9-1. Let's do the pitching preview. And that is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus. Right here in Lakewood, RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. On the mound for the Blue Claws is 21-year-old right-hander Christian Hernandez from Cumana, Venezuela. He will turn 22 in September, 1-1 in six games, five starts, a 7.03 ERA. 24 in the third innings, 33 hits. He's walked just seven, and he has struck out 19. Pitched most recently in Wilmington last Thursday and had a five-inning outing, eight hits, four runs, one walk, and one strikeout. Hernandez has pitched five innings so far in three of his five starts thus far this season. Shane Drohan for Greenville. He's a left-hander, and he'll get the ball tonight for their manager, Iggy Suarez. Drohan is a 23-year-old 6'3 lefty from Fort Lauderdale. He went to Florida State, was a fifth-round pick in the shortened 2020 five-round draft. Pitched for Salem last year in the Carolina League and had a sub-4 ERA. This year, he's made eight starts with Greenville, 2-2, an ERA of 5.45. 38 innings, 39 hits, 15 walks, and 44 strikeouts. So he's picked a pretty good strikeout-to-walk ratio. He has allowed five home runs, though, in those eight starts thus far this season, including two in his last game against Hickory back on Friday when he gave up five runs on four hits in 4 2/3 innings of work. Tony, we should touch on quickly a couple of things with the Blue Claws here. One, Baron Radcliffe in that leadoff spot. He's done it now. This will be the fourth straight appearance for him in which he has led off seven walks, and he had two hits yesterday, including a solo home run to open the scoring in the sixth, and his triple to right center field later in the game had an exit velo of 115. And he has, in this ballpark, has 115, 116, and 117 mile an hour base hits already this year. And I got a feeling he's going to stay in that leadoff spot for a little bit. It's not the most prototypical leadoff role because, you know, he kind of strikes out a lot. He's more of a power guy, but he sees a lot of pitches, and he can certainly draw a walk. And he's going to do that while they move Johan Rojas into the second hole and the third hole in the lineup. He's hitting three today with Marchand here. So, interesting. And I think he's done well so far in that spot. And I think you're going to see him there for a little while.
Yeah, Baron flirting with the top 10 in the league in walks. He has 23. He walked once last night. Just a strikeouts, Greg. You'd like to see him cut down on those. He has whiffed 54 times. That is the second most in the league behind Nick Northcutt of Greenville, the big slugger for Greenville. who leads, I'm sorry, second in the league with home runs with 15. He has struck out 53 times. But Barron, maybe he'll adapt to that leadoff role. He's got a little bit of speed, too. He can run. He's stolen four bases. He's been caught a couple of times. But hopefully he can thrive in that leadoff role. He certainly is a threat at the start of a ball game. A little bit more on Christian Hernandez, the starter tonight for Jersey Shore. He did miss a start earlier this year with a leg issue. He's back now. He's been out there on the mound. He's gone five innings or so, last couple of starts, as Greg reported. And talking with manager Keith Wortman before the game, would like to see Christian do another five or six inning stint here tonight.
They have turned the lights on. Overcast skies, but no threat of rain, and a big crowd tonight. This will be the biggest crowd of the year besides opening night. It's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond here at Shoretown Ballpark. Spider-Man in the crowd and Spider-Man in the booth. Back after this, you're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinic.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Pleasant, good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Game number three of a six-game series between your Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the Greenville Drive. Blue Claws in their 21st season as High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, and Greenville in their 16th season as the High A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Christian Hernandez for Jersey Shore, 1-1, 7-0-3. And Shane Drohan for Greenville, 2-2 with an ERA of 5.45 on the season. Tony, Blue Claws trying to build on a very nice win from yesterday afternoon, a 5-1 victory in the morning game against Greenville yesterday and Rickson Wingrove. Nope. There you go.
Yes, and talking to the manager, Keith Wortman, before the game, what impressed him the most is that the Blue Claws were able to tack on, get some runs late in the game to break it open, and the big home runs in the ball game, but the biggest really, the two-run shot by Rickson Wingrove, which opened it up late. Greg, highlighting the Phillies affiliates at Reading, Logan O'Hoppe is now hitting 10 in a row after
today?
No,
oh,
last night. He went 2-for-4 with a 10-game hit streak, now 17 for 31. That's a 5.48 average. And that burst in there of five home runs in five games. In that game last night, a 5-1 Reading win over Binghamton. Mickey Moniak went 2-for-4 with three runs scored and an RBI.
Let's do the Greenville lineup for tonight. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Nick York at second base leads off, and Tyler McDonough in left, and Matthew Lugo at short. Alex Benellis at first base bats fourth, and Nicholas Northcutt at third. Gilberto Jimenez in center field bats sixth, and Joe Davis the DH. Steven Scott is the catcher. He bats eighth, and batting ninth and right is Nick Decker. On the mound for the Blue Claws is Christian Hernandez, who is making start number six and appearance number seven. First pitch, fastball high, and we're underway here in Lakewood. 6:36 is our first pitch time, and our game time temperature today is a very pleasant 69 degrees. 1-0 pitch, high and inside to York, and it's 2-0. 254, 4 homers, 18 RBIs. York is 20 years old. He turned 20 on April the 2nd from the San Jose area. First round pick of the Red Sox in 2020. Lifts this one in the air to right for Wilson, who drifts back. Plenty of room. And Ethan Wilson, the left-hander, makes the catch, and there's one away. Good start for Hernandez, who comes from Cumana, Venezuela. This year, he is 1-1, 24 in the third innings. He has struck out 19 hitters and walked 7. 7.03 earned run average. Here's Tyler McDonough batting left. He lines this one in the air the other way. Coming on Baron Radcliffe, he can't get it. Plays it on a bounce of base hit. Those of you watching on MILB TV, notice these very different looking Blue Claws jerseys from the ones they normally wear. But tonight is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond here at Shoretown Ballpark. So the Blue Claws are wearing Doctor Strange-inspired jerseys. Spider-Man is here as well.
Wow.
Making a character appearance on the first base concourse. You can bid on these jerseys. The bidding goes until the end of the seventh inning. Fastball strike, and the count is nothing and one. You can go to MILBauctions.com/blueclaws. MILBauctions.com/blueclaws. 0-1 on Matthew Lugo. McDonough has 8 steals, leads off first, foul back into the screen. On a check swing, it's 0-2. Defensively for Jersey Shorts, Baron Radcliffe in left field, Johan Rojas in center, and Ethan Wilson in right. Uziel Valoria is at third, Casey Martin at short, Nicholas Torres the second baseman, Rickson Wingrove making his third straight start at first, and behind the plate is rehabbing big league catcher Rafael Marchand, who is back, has a left hamstring strain that he's working through and rehabbing back from. He caught 7 innings yesterday and said before the game today he hopes to catch all 9. Runner goes, breaking ball high, Marchand bobbled it, getting it out of his mitt, and a stolen base for McDonough, his 9th of the season. So one out, runner at second base here in inning number 1. No score. Blue Claws end the drive. Only 6 meetings between these two teams this year. Of course, they're in different divisions. They didn't play last year. Blue Claws swept the series here in 2019, a 4-game set, fouled off to the right out of play. Back, you know, we're old enough to remember when 4-game series were a thing in minor league baseball. Not anymore. The back end of the top 30 Phillies prospects per the MLB pipeline. He had a 3.57 ERA last year between the Gulf Coast League and Low A Clearwater. 1-2 pitch fouled away off to the right, out of play, and the count remains 1-2.
Yeah, another reminder, if you're watching on MILB.TV, the scoreboard gun reading usually about 4 miles an hour off. So
well, actually,
the last one was 91 and probably was more like 94, 95.
I heard, I was told yesterday on some pitches it was as much as 6 or 7.
Wow.
1-2. Breaking ball popped up off first, out of play. Good at bat here. Matthew Lugo has fouled off a few. He is from Puerto Rico. Second round pick in 2019 by the Red Sox. He's the nephew of Carlos Beltran. And he played at the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy in Puerto Rico. And remember, players that come through Puerto Rico are draft eligible. And that is outside. And the count 2-2. Well, runner at second, one out, no score, top of the first. Greenville in their road graze. Iggy Suarez is the drive's manager. He is coaching at third. Wingrove, the first baseman, playing way off the line. Lugo, a right-handed hitter. And Hernandez's pitch is pulled on the ground through the hole on the left side of base hit. McDonough goes to third. He's being waved in. Up with it, Radcliffe. The throw to the plate offline. And down to second base. On the throw goes Lugo, who has an RBI single, and the drive have a 1-0 lead. So Lugo pulls one through between Martin and Valoria on the left side. And Radcliffe's throw a little bit offline. I don't think they were getting him anyway. But he did overthrow the cutoff man, enabling Lugo to go down to second. So 1-0 drive in the first, and a runner in scoring position for Greenville. And here's left-handed hitting first baseman Alex Benellis at 266. He's got 10 homers and 30 runs batted in. And a breaking ball hammered high and deep into center. Rojas going back. Long run toward the track. Makes the grab. Tagging at second. Lugo. He'll go to third as Rojas fires it back in. So that ball was hit well, by the way. And a run of a third for Nicholas Northcutt. We've talked about over the last few days this Greenville team can hit. In fact, among all high A teams, nobody has scored more runs than they have, 248 on the season. And no team has a higher OPS than the Drive do. That's 30 high A teams, one for each parent club. And their team OPS, 807. Here's Northcutt, who's contributed to that in a big way, and he tips one foul at home plate, nothing and one. Right-handed batter from Mason, Ohio, outside of Cincinnati. 15 homers, 33 ribbies, and he's hitting 252 thus far this season. Right-handed batter, very slightly open stance for Northcutt. Hernandez's breaking ball is outside, and the count is one ball and two strikes.
Those 15 home runs, second in the league, his 33 runs batted in, tied for third.
He's been a little quiet in this series. He's got a runner at third here. And a fastball swing and a miss. And the count is nothing and two. He was an 11th round pick in 2018 out of high school in Ohio. Foul back again into the screen. Northcutt hit 7 home runs in April. He's got 8 home runs, 20 RBIs in 18 games so far in May. Now, Greenville has a pretty favorable home park. It's a mini Fenway. Same dimensions as regular Fenway, including the big monster. And the 1-2 is on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike 3. Jesse Bush punches out Nicholas Northcutt and then retires the side. Strikeout for Hernandez's first. One run, one hit. No errors and the runner left at third. Half an inning complete. 1-0 Greenville. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state. A heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation. A partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws down 1-0. We go to the bottom of the first. Shane Drohan on the mound, and Baron Radcliffe will lead it off for Jersey Shore. He's in left. Rafael Marchand's catching and batting second, and then Johan Rojas in center field will hit third. Nick Materis, the DH, bats fourth, and Ethan Wilson in right field. Casey Martin is the shortstop. He hits sixth, and then Rickson Wingrove at first base will bat seventh. First pitch to Radcliffe is inside and off the mitt of the catcher, Stephen Scott. One ball, no strikes. Nicholas Torres bats eighth. He is at second base and batting ninth. At third is Uziel Valoria. 0-1 on Radcliffe. They said that was a foul tip, I guess, and he bounced one foul to the right, 0-2. Barron at 218, 4 homers, 11 RBIs. His fourth home run was yesterday. Was it on the road, and he takes a changeup in there. Actually, sorry, that was a 1-1 pitch. Now the count is 1-2 on Barron. Leading off for his fourth straight appearance, and he swings through a changeup there, strike 3. So one up, one down. Here's the catcher, Rafael Marchand. Marchand played with the Blue Claws in 2019. He made his big league debut in 2020. Last year, he wore out a path between Lehigh Valley and Philadelphia. He must have gone up and down about, what, eight or ten times, it seemed. But hurt his hamstring in the spring, left hamstring strain, so he's on a rehab assignment. This is game two for him. He went one for two with two walks yesterday, and he takes the low from Drohan. The count 1-0. The lineup for the Blue Claws is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Fastball low, 2-0 on Rafael Marchand. The pitcher for Greenville is Shane Drohan, a left-hander out of Florida State. Fifth-round pick in 2020 by the Red Sox. And Marchand pops one up on the infield. Drohan, the pitcher, is there. Scott, the catcher, calls for it. And right in front of the home plate circle, it's Scott who makes the catch for out number two. So two up, two down, and that'll bring up Johan Rojas, who had a base hit, line drive to center, Tony, yesterday on an 0-2 pitch. And they're trying to get him going a little bit. He's been in a bit of a rut. He's at 192 on the year. And maybe that 0-2 base hit will get him going. Hits third today.
Yeah. Manager Keith Werman admitted a tough start for him. He says, though, he feels he's been hitting the ball hard.
In there for a strike, it's 0-1.
But does not have the results to show for it. As you look out on the diamond, the third baseman Northcutt is playing well behind the bag at third.
Inside 1-1.
And I asked Keith about, should Rojas bunt a little more? And he said, I could see him laying down a few more bunts. It should be a part of his game.
Here's a ground that is short for Lugo. Scoops it up, steps, throws in time, side reach up.
Not that time, though.
So Shane Drohan, who was actually drafted by the Phillies out of high school, but didn't sign, gets a 1-2-3 inning in his first game against the Blue Claws. We go to the second inning. It's 1-0 drive here on BlueClaws.com and MILB.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the top of the second. Greenville, a 1-0 lead on Christian Hernandez and the Blue Claws. RBI single by Matthew Lugo in the top half of the first. 6, 7, and 8 for the drive. Gilberto Jimenez, Joe Davis, and Steven Scott. Jimenez 250. He's got 5 homers and 15 runs batted in. Well, we started to say, Tony, in the first inning, Greenville, best offensive numbers by any team in high A. Jimenez bats left. First pitch fouled away. Third base side, nothing and one. They do play in a favorable hitter's park, and they've also played already 2 series this year in Asheville, North Carolina, which is only their 4th road series. Pitch down and inside. And the count is 1-1. And they played 2 games in Asheville, or 2 series in Asheville, and then a series in Hickory, which also can be a hitter's park. Bouncer left side, diving. Valoria can't get it, and it's by him at a left field of base hit. So they had Casey Martin, the shortstop, playing up near the bag, and Jimenez slaps one through the hole for a leadoff single here in the second. So, you know, you just kind of have to put those numbers in a little bit of context. Not to say that they're not a good hitting team, but, you know, they've had a, I guess you could call it a favorable hitter's schedule early on this year. This is not a favorable hitter's park, though, here, as we've seen for many years. Here's Joe Davis. Runner darts off the bag, and he went too soon. Hernandez fires down, tagged by Torres, and in time. So Jimenez was going to try to steal second. Well, he did try to steal second, but instead of waiting for Hernandez to pitch, he went way too early, and that was perfectly executed. Wingrove, and I'm sure many others, yelling out to Christian, who stepped off and turned and made a perfect throw. Sometimes those plays look easier than they are, because breaking ball, Davis slips it high in the air, deep out in the left field. Radcliffe going back, it's turned around, he's in the track at the wall, and it's gone, a home run. Joe Davis up onto the berm above the left field wall, his sixth home run of the season, and just his 10th hit. Six of his 10 hits have been homers. It's 2-0 drive.
Yeah, Davis, Greg, just his 16th game through yesterday, so this just his 17th game and just his 53rd at bat. And just banged out, as you said, his sixth home run of the season. Good thing the caught stealing is mixed in there.
Here is Steven Scott, and he swings and misses at a fastball, and the count is 0-1. Well, I was going to say that those plays at second, they look easy, but you know, you got to hit, in some cases, kind of a moving target, as Torres was running over and two. And then, you know, sometimes when you feel like you have that much time, it makes it, it's a little tougher. You know, you kind of hesitate, and, you know, it's just not a natural move for a pitcher, but they got the out there. Check swing, foul back by Scott, and the count is 0-2.
So, Greg, here in the third game of this series, that's the first home run for Greenville. It's league-leading 71st of the season.
And that one is low for a ball. Check that. 1-2 on Scott. Left-handed hitter from Cary, North Carolina. He's listed as an infielder, but he's catching tonight, and he bounces this one to second for Torres. A step to his left. Tosses to Wingrove at first. And there are two men down. The home run by Davis is his the 30th home run of his professional career in just 152 games. Last year he hit 10 home runs with Salem in the Carolina League in 48 games and 9 homers with Greenville in 47 games. And this year that was his 6th home run in, as Tony said, his 17th game. Fastball strike. How many guys have 10 hits and 6 homers, right? Nick Decker, the batter, 147. He's got 3 homers himself, and the 0-1 is inside and hit him. Raised off of Decker and squirted behind the plate. So that'll put the Tabernacle, New Jersey native on base with 2 down. It also flips the lineup over and brings up Nick York.
Greg, you look at Nick Northcutt, who's got 15 home runs for Greenville. 15 home runs and 34 hits.
Yeah.
So he's in that hit to home run high ratio as well.
York flew to Ethan Wilson on a 2-0 pitch to start the game. In right field, fastball strike, and the count 0-1. 22, 6 days before opening day on April the 2nd. Swing and a miss, excuse me. York turned 20 6 days before opening day. Born in 2002. Someday I will learn math.
you and me both.
0-2 from Hernandez. 2-0 drive here in the second. And the pitch on the way fouled back under the screen. In the bottom of the second, Jersey Shore will have Nick Matera, Ethan Wilson, and Casey Martin. By the way, we have a special promotion in the third inning, the Blue Claws home run inning. It should be very exciting.
What does that entail?
If the Blue Claws hit a home run in the third inning, then one lucky fan will win 4 tickets to a game and a ceremonial first pitch. Throw to first and not in time. Diving back in is Deckers, 3-for-3 on the bases this year. Blue Claws in their Doctor Strange-inspired jerseys. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. 0-2, and the pitch is fouled back into the screen. MILBauctions.com /BlueClaws to bid. MILBAuctions.com/BlueClaws. And the proceeds will benefit Blue Claws charities and their community partners. 0-2 pitch is outside, a changeup, and it's a ball and two strikes. Packed house tonight. They are filled to capacity all the way to the end of the seating bowl, both section 101 on the first base side and 115 on the other side of the third base side. So a great night in Shoretown. And a fly ball into right field for Wilson. Cuts over, he's there, makes the catch, and that retires the seventh. So Nick York has twice flown out to Ethan Wilson in right field. Greenville adds another run. They do it on two hits. There were no errors and one left. A solo homer by Joe Davis, his sixth of the year. 2-0 drive. Bottom two is next on BlueClaws.com and MILB.
I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back in Shoretown, we head to the bottom of the second, 2-0 Greenville. One of the first, one in the second off of Christian Hernandez. 4-5-6 for Jersey Shore, and Nick Matera will get things underway. First pitch, grounded to the second. Very softly hit for York, and Nick lobs it over to Benelis at first. One pitch, one out. So Matera grounds out. That'll bring up Ethan Wilson, the right fielder, who's at 220, two homers and 12 RBIs. Left-handed batter for the Blue Claws. Ethan wearing the high red socks, white cleats. Blue Claws in their Doctor Strange-inspired jerseys tonight. Marbles, defenders of the diamond. And the pitch is a little low in the count, 1-0 on Wilson. Shane Drohan, the lefty for Greenville, misses up and outside. Drohan was drafted by the Phillies in 2017 when he was coming out of high school. Fort Lauderdale, breaking ball in there for a strike. It was a 23rd round pick, but ended up signing with Florida State and spent 3 years there. 2-1 the count, and Wilson takes the fastball low. 3-1. So Baron Radcliffe, who went to Georgia Tech, of course, familiar with Drohan from their time in the ACC. And that is a strike. In fact, both Drohan and Radcliffe were fifth-round picks in that same draft in 2020. That was a draft that was just five rounds because of the pandemic. That's inside, almost hit Wilson, but it's ball four anyway. And there's the first Jersey Shore base runner. So they have a left-handed pitcher. Wilson does have 12 stolen bases on the year. He said that was a point of focus for him coming into 2022. After he only swiped two bases last year, pitching a playing for Clearwater in Florida. But you have a left-handed pitcher here, and Wilson was picked off yesterday by a different lefty, Brendan Solucci, who picked off Baron Radcliffe, who walked to start the first, and then Wilson, who walked to start the second. Pat Listash is coaching at first for the Blue Claws, and Keith Werman is coaching at third. Here is Casey Martin, 188, two homers, and 10 RBIs. Drohan out of the stretch. And the pitch is right down the middle of the fastball for a called strike. And the count, nothing and one. Casey out of the University of Arkansas. Like Drohan, he too was in that 2020 draft. Casey, a third round pick. And a changeup misses high and outside. One ball and one. He was 0 for 4 yesterday, 1 for 8 so far in the series. Wilson not going. Breaking ball hit high in the air and back of third. Northcutt going back to third baseman. Called off by Lugo, the shortstop, into shallow left. And in fair ground, he makes the catch. And back to first goes Wilson, two down. So a pop out by Casey. Two away for Rickson Wingrove. So Wingrove, Tony, gets to face a lefty here. He went 3 for 4 yesterday and had three very hard hit balls. Two singles and the big one, a two-run homer in the seventh inning onto the Berman right. And he might add a little pop to this lineup. In for the injured McCarthy, Tatum. Wilson darts off the bag. He went too soon. Drohan didn't see him, and now Wilson steals second without a throw.
Wow.
Wow, that is a very lucky break for Wilson, who went too soon. It's one thing to go too soon against the righty, but it's another thing to go too soon against the lefty. I don't know how Drohan didn't see him, though. I guess he was in looking at the plate, and Wilson knew it. He kind of hesitated, but he ends up swiping the bag. 0-1 on Rickson, and the pitch outside, one ball, one strike. So Wingrove replacing McCarthy Tatum, who's out. Tony Reddy has a...
Yeah, he's got
a fracture in his arm,
yeah.
That hit with a pitch at Wilmington. So he's out for a little bit. 1-1. Inside a changeup, misses high. Two balls and a strike.
Yeah, fracture above the wrist, according to Keith Werman. In a hard cast now, he's going to be out about 6 weeks. Says he's going to be missed. A great contributor on and off the field. An older player. Provides a lot of leadership.
Yeah. And he'd been playing really well. He had a seven-game hitting streak last week, too. Wingrove late on a fastball. And the count 2-2. Wingrove already has more hits in 8 at-bats with the Blue Claws, 4, than he did in 27 at-bats with Clearwater at the beginning of the year, 3. Missed big ribbon of fastball. He doesn't get cheated. We talked about Jared Carr doesn't get cheated. Neither does Rickson Wingrove. But he strikes out swinging there on the side, retired. Two strikeouts for Drohan. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left. He played two. Drive two of the Blue Claws. Nothing here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state. A heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation. A partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Tonight's Blue Claws Charities community partner of the game is Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity, and we're joined by Christine Novakowski from Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity. Third inning, 2-0 Greenville. Christine, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you? This is fantastic being up here. Thank you.
So Christine and I taped a Zoom interview the other day that played for the folks inside the stadium and all about the great things that Northern Ocean Habitat for humanity, a Blue Claws Charities community partner. Here's Tyler McDonough, the left fielder, and the first pitch is fouled back. So tell us a little bit about the organization.
Oh, so we are just about ready to complete our 21st home, hopefully by the end of June. And our homeowner that's going to be in the home, her family is here tonight.
Oh, wow.
Enjoying.
That's awesome.
And she has a five-month-old, so it's their first game here.
Beautiful. Here's the 0-1. And a little flare into shallow right center base hit. Got it off the end of the bat, but a single for McDonough, who loses his helmet as he turns first. And Rojas plays it back in. A single for McDonough. He's aboard. Nobody out, leading off in the third for Matthew Lugo, the shortstop, who had an RBI single to left field in the first to drive in McDonough, who had singled. Christine Novakowski, our guest from Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity. So how long have you been building out this home? What's the process like? You start from scratch.
Yeah, we start from scratch. And with this home, we were really lucky. We partnered with Ocean County Votech School. They have a new home ownership program.
Breaking ball cut on a miss by Lugo, nothing in one.
And so they partner with us. So this one's moving along much faster than if we strictly just worked with volunteers. So they're volunteering their time and helping with building the home. So we started in, January this year.
Runner goes, pitch foul back into the netting above or behind the plate 0-2. And you're going to have it done in less than a year.
Yes, less than a year. So that's the great thing about the partnership with the Votech School.
How many people are there, like, on a daily basis? How often do you go to check in?
I get there once a week to check in, and there's 18 students over there working. And then John, the future homeowner, he's there every Tuesday with his dad working. And painting, putting doorknobs on, all that kind of fun stuff.
0-2, chopper to the left side. Valoria ranges over, and it glances off his glove and bounces into left field. McDonough around second. He goes to third. Valoria picks it up, fires to third. It gets by Martin, but backed up by Hernandez. That'll probably be an E5 on Valoria. It is E5. So that will allow McDonough to go to third. And it will bring up Alex Benellis first and third. Nobody out for a 2-0 lead. When did the process start?
So,
like, how do you pick out this family?
Sure. So they
do you pick up the site and all that stuff?
Actually,
here's Benellis, and that's fine.
So this property was donated to us by Manchester Township. So that came through the end of last year, and then we took applications over a 2-month period and selected the family through the qualified applicants. So it's actually a lottery. So they won. Their name was picked from the lottery.
Ground ball right side. Diving Torres can't get it by him into left field. The base hit. McDonough scores. Lugo goes to third. Throw by Wilson. On a hop. It gets by Valoria. Hits off the wall behind the plate. And down to second base goes the batter, Benellis. And it's 3-0 Greenville. Wilson made a good throw. I think if Valoria had caught that, they would have gotten Lugo. Or it certainly would have been close. So that'll be a single and an E9 on Ethan Wilson. Benellis gets his 31st RBI. And the drive now have a 3-0 lead. So we'll see who they give the error to. It'll probably be Wilson, but Valoria had a chance. It was a long hop. It wasn't an in-between hop. Still nobody out. Here's Nicholas Northcutt. Corners in, middle back, second and third. Curveball outside. I think Marchand got crossed up on that. Kind of awkwardly caught it. And pitch was a ball, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. Our guest is Christine Novakowski of Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity. So how do you guys raise money for these obviously extensive projects?
So we have a lot of community partners. We have local businesses that will step up. They will donate their time.
Fastball outside.
And they bring out volunteers. They bring out skilled volunteers that really help. Otherwise, we would have to pay for them. So we're really fortunate to have a lot of the community, local businesses that support us. And they'll have team build days and come out and help us.
Fastball outside, 3. That was an error on Wilson, by the way, the right fielder. How long have you been with them?
I've been with Northern Ocean Habitat for 2 years. Prior to that, I was on the board. And I started as a volunteer and on a committee.
High pop. Shallow right, out goes Torres, long run, Wilson in the foul ground, he gets there and makes the catch, tagging a third, Lugo, and he holds on as Wilson fires it back in. Good play, he had to go a long way for that. But Ethan Wilson runs it down for the first out. Runners remain at second and third. Now that'll bring up Jimenez, and we'll see if the Blue Claws bring the infield in, trailing 3-0. So then they just, what, they had the opening, they asked you?
Yep, yep. They asked if I would, and I love
did
that.
Were you excited? Or
oh, so
excited. You have to
excited.
Think about it.
Oh, no, not at
no,
all.
No, not at all,
not
okay.
At all. No, I even, when I first started volunteering, I thought if I could ever make a living, you know, working at Habitat, that's what I want to do. So it's my dream job.
So how many of the, you said this is the 21st home, how many yep. of those have you been a part of? Here's a grounder back toward the middle, base hit in the center by Jimenez. Lugo scores, Benelis around third. He'll score, throw comes in too high. That enables Jimenez to go to second. Rojas missing the cutoff man. Sloppy baseball by Jersey Shore here in the third, and it's 5-0 Greenville. So a two-run single as Lugo comes in to score and Benelis comes in to score. Three runs in the inning. Here comes the pitching coach, Brad Bergeson. Seven hits for the drive in just 2 1/3 off Christian Hernandez. How many have you been involved with?
Sure. So I started with four homes. I started with the 18th home as a volunteer, and same with the 19th and the 20th, and now the 21st are ones that I've been involved with as the executive director.
That's really cool.
It is, and you get to work with the families, and you get to see their kids as they walk into their home and see their rooms for the first time. With it.
Here's Joe Davis, who smoked a home run out of the berm above the left field wall back in the second inning, his sixth home run. He has 10 hits this year and 6 homers. Runner at second, one out, and Hernandez out of the stretch. And the pitch is strike on the outside corner, count 0-1. Our guest, Christine Novakowski, Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity. So who else is here with you guys tonight? I know said you have the future homeowners.
Yep, they're here, and we brought out a lot of our volunteers from our restore. So they are here, and their families. We have our staff is here.
Swinging a miss, 0-2. How many
So we have over 150 people here
That's
supporting
awesome.
Us. Yep.
How many people will volunteer, even for a day or whatever? I don't know what the minimum is, but how many people will have their hand in building a house? Here's a fly ball deep in the center. Going back on it, Rojas toward the track, and he's there just in front of the track to make the catch. Jimenez tags, goes to third. And Davis, who hit a home run his last time up, cranked that one out there, but in the mid of Johan Rojas for out number 2, and that'll bring up the catcher, Steven Skunk. Yeah, how many people have their hand in a home?
I would say in a typical day we have, like 10 to 18 people out there each day helping out, and over the course of building the home, hundreds of people.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, that's really cool. So when do you start? I'm sure you're already planning the next one, right?
So
you
got to
find land.
And yes.
Check swing called strike 0-1 to Steven Scott.
The next one I'm really excited about. It's a modular home over in Normandy Beach that the owner is donating to us. So it's a 6-year-old modular home. So we're in the process of getting the land ready out in Manchester. We're going to move it.
Breaking ball in the dirt. It kicks away from Marchand. Here comes Jimenez. Shovels to Hernandez. Not in time. And the run scores on the wild pitch. Jimenez comes home. And it's now 6-0 Greenville, 4 here in the third. So you're going to build it out.
To their home, and they wanted to.
You just got to transport it.
We just got to transport it, yeah.
That's good. Nice and easy.
Yeah, nice and easy, yep.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I can't build a desk, relatively speaking. 1-1 on Scott. And Hernandez into the line. The pitch is low, 2. Now the count 2-1. 6-0 Greenville. Blue Claws in the bottom of the third. We'll have Nicholas Torres, Uziel Valoria, and Baron Radcliffe. 2-1. And a little changeup rolled over softly, found the right 2-2. So
with the modular home, they're actually going to take it in half and move the two pieces over to the property in Manchester. So it's really amazing. And
they're moving it from Normandy Beach to Manchester or vice versa?
Yep, Normandy Beach
to Manchester.
Yep.
Got it. Here's the 2-2 inside ball 3. 3-2. So that'll be good. Yep. Have you picked out the family?
We're very soon. We just finished the applications, so we have to, the next, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks, we'll have the family for that.
How many applications do you get typically for a home?
It ranges between 40 to 80, depending on the time. So this one, we did receive quite a few.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Last question, Christine.
Yep.
How does somebody volunteer or get in touch with you guys?
Absolutely. So go to our website, northernoceanhabitat.org. There's information on there about volunteering, whether it's at our restore, at our construction site, or in the office one day or
awesome.
You know, whatever you can do.
Christine Novakowski from Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity, northernoceanhabitat.org. 4 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, none left. Christine, thank you.
Thank you.
We go to the bottom of the third. Greenville 6, Jersey Shore, another on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an iced Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Nicholas Torres, the batter for Jersey Shore. We start at the bottom of the third. It's 6-0 Greenville. And the first pitch to Torres in there for a called strike. 6 runs, 7 hits. The Blue Claws have already made 2 errors. And missed 2 cutoff men. A very sloppy start for the Blue Claws. This is the Blue Claws home run inning. And a breaking ball in there for a strike from Shane Drohan on the count, 0-2. If the Blue Claws hit a home run here in the third, then Dan Placco of Jackson, today's contestant, will win 4 tickets and a ceremonial first pitch at an upcoming Blue Claws game. Fastball inside, and it's 1-2 on Torres. You can sign up at blueclaws.com for that. Check the link on our social media page. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, a changeup, strike 3. 1-0, third strikeout for Shane Drohan. Here's Uziel Valoria, who homered on Sunday in his first Blue Claws at bat, and he swings through a fastball. And the count is 0-1. Tony Graham back with us in a moment. Uziel is 1 out of 7, with the Blue Claws a big cut and a miss there at a fastball. Valoria, a switch hitter, 5'9", 160 pounds from Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, and he swings through a high changeup, strike 3, and there were 2 away. 4 strikeouts now for the left-hander Shane Drohan, and that'll bring up Baron Radcliffe. So Dan Placco of Jackson is down to potentially just Baron Radcliffe for Blue Claws home run inning. He's the inaugural contestant. And a breaking ball is outside of the count, a corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So breaking ball again outside. He put in his entry form, favorite Blue Claw, Cord Sandberg. Also one of my favorites over the years. His favorite MLB player, Ryan Howard. Fastball strike, 1-2. And Tony, any day that we can talk about Cord Sandberg is a good day.
Yeah, it's Cord Sandberg. Of course, Cord was always asked, are you any relation to Ryan? I mean, every point
time,
of call, yeah, was the Phillies manager.
At the time when
yeah.
he was here, Ryan Sandberg was the Phillies manager. And no relation. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? I don't think so. Nope. Says the base umpire, Nelson Fraley. 3-2.
And
Ford is playing football at Auburn now. Or he was at Auburn. I don't know if he transferred, but he had a chance to play football out of high school, played, chose baseball, and then went back to college to play football. Fastball outside, ball four. Ratcliffe knew it. That was pretty close. He tossed the bat away pretty quickly. Second walk for Drohan. Blue Claw still without a hit. Here's Rafael Marchand. That walk is brought to you by TVs, Electronics, Electronics and Mattresses. Get the PC Richard & Son. Friendly, knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son, the company you can trust since 1909. Here is Marchand, a switch hitter batting right on a rehab assignment, and he takes that on inside.
So Radcliffe struck out in his first at bat, puts him second in the league at 55. He walks in his next at bat, and he's got, I think, 24.
Bouncer foul, 1-1.
My math isn't really good either, and that just about cracks the top 10. So he walks a lot. He strikes out a lot. Also, hopefully, hits a few more home runs.
Marchand swings and misses. Count one ball, two strikes. Johan Rojas would be next. Jersey Shore down 6-0 here in the bottom of the third. Drohan out of the stretch. And the pitch is hit high in the air, shallow left. Out goes Lugo. In comes McDonough, the left fielder. Lugo way out there, but gives way to the left fielder, Tyler McDonough. And that retires the sun. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left. We played three, and it's 6-0 drive here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Top of the fourth inning, Greenville 6, Jersey Shore nothing. Here's Tony.
All right, well, the idea was to have Christian Hernandez go 5-6 innings tonight, and even though he had a very rough third inning in particular, and he's had a rough night overall, he's out there for his fourth inning, as it is his 52nd pitch of the night, and he will face 9-1-2 in the Greenville order. Hernandez ranked as the 26th prospect in the Philly system by MLB Pipeline, and the Venezuelan right-hander deals to Decker, the local product from Tabernacle High School. Takes the ball, 1-0. Tabernacle, New Jersey, went to Seneca High School. The Golden Eagles of Seneca High School is a big star there. And Hernandez pitches low for a ball, and it's 2-0. So it'll be Decker, York, and McDonough here in the fourth for Greenville, which leads 6-0. Fly ball sliced to left toward the line. Long run, Radcliffe. He's in foul ground and out of room. The ball out of play. And it's two balls and one strike on Decker. He was hit by a pitch his first at bat. Decker, a 2018 pick of the Red Sox. Steps out, Clearwater, and low A will be a Jupiter. Is that Jupiter? The Miami affiliate. Here's a 2-1. Decker swings and hits it high and deep to left. Back and in front of the track and settling under and making the play is Radcliffe. And there's one away. That ball stayed out there a long time. Really no wind tonight. Flags have been blowing in from center and right most of this season. Tonight they are limp on the poles out there in center. The hitter is York. Mike York, and the first pitch is a strike. It's nothing in one. Nick York, excuse me. York, a top-rated prospect in the Red Sox system. And the pitch to him is a fastball wide. And it's one ball and one strike. York has flown out twice to Ethan Wilson in right. Hernandez with a 1-1. And that's low and away. And it's two balls and one strike to York. The first-round pick of the Red Sox in 2020. And the third-ranked prospect in the system, according to the MLB pipeline. Here's the 2-1. York fouls it back. And the count is two balls and two strikes. Luke Gloss tonight with Valoria at third. Casey Martin at short. Torres at second. Wingrove at first. Rafael Marchand, the rehabbing big leaguer behind the plate. And the 2-2 pitch on York. Fastball high and away. And it's 3-2. Radcliffe in left. Rojas in center. And Ethan Wilson in right. Round out the Jersey Shore defense tonight. Count is full on the 20-year-old. Here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive center field. And staying with it is Rojas for out number two. Ball hung up. Babe. Over in the press box talking with the couple of media members tonight. They were talking about how effortlessly Rojas makes it look in center. He is a glider out there. Very smooth. And that's two gone. Here is McDonough, left-hand batter. Tylan McDonough. Two out, nobody on, top four. Pitch to him. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. It's nothing in one. McDonough has singled twice. Singled in the first, scored a run. Singled in the third, igniting the four-run inning. And he came around to score. Here's a swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. That was a nightmarish third inning for the Blue Claws on Hernandez, who has reached for four runs. A couple of errors thrown in there. Some timely hits. There's a ball popped up foul out of play. That'll reach the seats. Big crowd watching here tonight. We're lining up at the concession stands. A lot of kids. A lot of adults, too. A lot of people on the berm. No balls and two strikes on McDonough. Left-hand hitter waits. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a high fastball. And Hernandez bounces back nicely after that rough third inning. And that retires the side, his third strikeout. Nothing across for Greenville in the fourth. They go to the bottom half. Blue Claws down 6-0 on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. Your summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Alongside Greg Jamborisi, the voice of the Blue Claws, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Blue Claws trail Greenville 6-0. Greenville, the team that leads all of High A in runs scored, now with 254, including tonight. And Shane Drohan, the left-hander, will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Jersey Shore order, and Johan Rojas leads it off and pops a foul out of play. 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Greenville. Jersey Shore, no runs, no hits, and 2 errors, both in that 4-run third inning. Rojas takes inside from the southpaw, and it's 1-1. Rohan to the plate, a let up, swing and a miss. 1-2. The 23-year-old is 6'3", 195 pounds. The Red Sox fifth-round pick overall, number 148 in 2020. Former Florida State Seminole delivers, and Rojas tops it back to the mound and is thrown out 1-3, and that's one gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. If he could have scribbled that past Drohan, with his great speed, he would have had an infield hit. The cleanup hitter, Nick Matera, the designated hitter tonight, 0-1, he grounded the second his first time up. Drohan delivers low and away, and it's make that low and inside, 1-0. Drohan debuted in the Carolina League last year in low A, low for a ball. Went 7-4 with a 3.96 ERA. Coming into tonight, 2-2, a 5.45 ERA. And he has been masterful thus far. 2-0 on Nick Matera. The pitch to the plate is inside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Drohan has struck out 4. He has walked 2. The 3-0 is in there for a strike, 3 balls and 1 strike. Overall, his record 9-6, a 4.41 earned run average in his 1+ seasons of professional baseball. Swing and a miss, and the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes on Matera. One out, nobody on, bottom 4. Blue Claws down 6-0. Here's the 3-2 in there. Took it right over the heart of the plate. Strike 3 called. And there's 2 away. Jesse Bush calling balls and strikes tonight. Nelson Fraley is umpiring the bases. For the Blue Claws, manager Keith Werman coaching at third. And Pat Listash at first. And Ethan Wilson, who walked his first time up, takes wide for a ball. It's 1-0. The left-hand hitter called strike. It's 1-1. 220 on the season for Ethan. 2 homers, 12 runs batted in. Drohan making it look easy thus far. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. If he can keep the inning alive, Casey Martin would be next. Drohan kicks and deals, 1-2. A let up is rifled in the right field, a base hit. The left-handed batting Wilson. Wilson stayed with it and pulls it between first and second for the Blue Claws' first hit of the ball game. So that's one item we don't have to worry about. Blue Claws have only been no-hit once.
You can't worry about it.
Oh, I do. Second inning on, I'm all over it. Here is Casey Martin. Popped up his first time up. Lefty deals, and that's inside for ball. It's 1-0. Casey at 197, 2 homers and 10 runs batted in. for the Arkansas product. Drohan, long pause. Deal, swing, pop fly, foul out of play. It's one ball and one strike on Martin. Greenville scored one in the first, one in the second, and pumped four across in that third inning. And that's where we are, 6-0. Greenville, two outs, one on, bottom four. The stretch, the pitch to Casey, swing and a miss, breaking pitch for him. And it's one ball and two strikes. Martin with 9 career home runs in his one-year plus professional career. And the pitch to him swung on, popped up into shallow right center. The second baseman going out. York waves everybody off and squeezes it for out number 3. So for the Blue Claws in the fourth, no runs. They get their first hit, no errors, one left. We go to the fifth at Shoretown Ballpark, and it's Greenville 6, Jersey Shore nothing on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Alongside Greg Giamborisi, the voice of the Blue Claws, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning. 6-0 Greenville here. Now the Blue Claws wanted Christian Hernandez to go 5, maybe 6 innings tonight, and despite the difficulties that he has faced this evening, he will start the fifth, and there is no action in the Jersey Shore bullpen. He will face 3, 4, and 5 in the drive order. Matthew Lugo, Alex Pinellas, and Nicholas Northcutt. And the pitch to Lugo is wide for a ball. Lugo tonight has singled home a run. That was back in the first inning and was safe on an error in the third. 1-for-2. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-ball, 1-strike. He began the night 6th in the Sally League in hitting at .315. He was 7th in doubles with 11 and 1st in triples with 5. The number 12 prospect in the run. And it's 1-ball and 2-strikes on Lugo. Descending twilight here under cloudy skies, but no threat of rain. Pop foul off to the right. And the count holds at 1-ball and 2-strikes on Lugo. Hernandez has a sign from Rafael Marchand. The pitch just missed low and away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. On Lugo, 6'1", 185 from Puerto Rico. Second round pick of the Sox in 2019. 2-2 now. Hernandez to the plate. High inside, and the count is full, 3-2. Lugo leading off the top of the fifth. Hernandez peering in at Marchand. Here's the 3-2. Swing chopper to short. Martin grabs it. Guns got him, one down. Got an update on some Blue Claws injuries this evening. We'll run them down for you. We mentioned a couple earlier. Lefty Jordani Mesquita out with a hand injury, and according to manager Keith Werman, he will be out for a while. Victor Vargas has a pectoral strain. This is Alex Spinelis, cleanup hitter, left-hand hitter, and the pitch to him. Fastball sails high for ball 1-0. Vargas, pectoral strain. For those of you that flunked sixth grade biology like myself, that's about the chest, arm, shoulder area. And it's low for ball. It's 2-0. But he should be back soon, so that'll be good news.
And the Blue Claws have Kyle Glagoski now.
Right.
Who came up and started Tuesday in the first game of the series.
2-0 pitch is outside for ball 3. McCarthy Tatum gave an update earlier. But he has a fracture above the wrist. He's wearing a hard cast. And he'll, it's a tough break for him. He'll be missed both on and off the field. Older player, great leader.
And he was playing really well, yeah, too. I think he probably was playing about it. You know, he's been here for parts of the last 3 years now, I think. The last couple weeks is probably about as well as he's played in any of that time.
Last pitch was a strike, and this one is cut on and missed. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luis Garcia, who was here very early in the season, then got hurt. He's been out with a hand injury, one of the Phillies' top prospects, an infielder. And he should be back, hopefully, by the end of June. So he'll be out for a while more. 3-2 pitch fouled off to the left. And the count holds at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benella's a third-round pick of Milwaukee in 2021. Was traded to Boston in the deal that sent Jackie Bradley to the Brewers. 3-2 pitch just missed. Might have been outside. Ball 4. First walk allowed by Hernandez tonight. And here is Nick Northcutt. So he has struck out and fly to right. Has 34 hits on the year. 15 are home runs, which ranks second in the Sally League. The pitch to the plate on the outside corner. And it's nothing and one. Struck out for the 56th time. Knocking that first inning. That leads the league. Just one ahead of Baron Radcliffe at the Blue Claws, who has K'd 55 times. For the first, not in time. Vanellas has stolen 6 bases. He has not been caught. He's the runner aboard with 1 out here in the top of the 5th. The stretch. And the pitch to the slugger is swung on and squibbed over third. It's a fair ball grab behind the bag. The long throw in time. Nice play over there by Valoria. The runner advances on the second out of the inning. He had the big hit in that third inning. There were errors mixed in there as well. A 2-run single. That last pitch will be the finale of the night for Christian Hernandez. Keith Werman out to the mound to make the change. And we have a new pitcher coming in.
You want to keep it here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Carlo Reyes is the new pitcher. The call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at Provident.bank.
So Reyes comes in the ballgame. And Carlo, 5'11", 210, amateur free agent signee back in 2018 from Boca Chica, California.
Or the Dominican Republic.
Or that.
Oh, and you know what? That's a typo. Hampton 3-0. They were the 4th inning in Reading, and Clearwater down 6-0 in Jupiter in the 7th.
The best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
They got to the bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Claws trail it 6-0, and Shane Druhan has allowed just one hit. That was an Ethan Wilson single back in the fourth. He'll face 7, 8, and 9 in the Jersey Shore lineup. Rickson Wingrove, who had a banner night last night, 3-for-4, but a 2-run home run to help ice the 5-1 Jersey Shore victory, takes wide. It's 1-0. The kick and the pitch, swung on, pulled wide, a second into right field, a base hit. So Wingrove, who only had 3 hits and 27 at-bats with Clearwater earlier this year, now is 5-for-10 with Jersey Shore. The scoreboard imploring this big crowd to get loud, and they are responding in kind as Nicholas Torres struck out his first time up, and he lines one deep to left field. The left fielder going back, ranging into the gap, reaches out and makes the running catch. And hustling back to first is Ethan Wilson after a fine play by McDonough, who took potentially extra bases away from Torres, and that's a loud out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Torres hit it well, but he's retired. Uziel Valoria, who has struck out 0-for-1. The lefty to the right-hand hitter, actually a switch hitter, if you will. He pops a bunt foul back to the screen, and the count is 0-1. Valoria homered in his first at-bat as a Blue Claw on Sunday. The switch hitter batting right. The pitch to him is swung on, fouled away. And the count is 0-2. Nicholas Torres followed out with a home run. The Blue Claws went back-to-back on Sunday in an eventual loss. Statesman Benelis ranged over with the ball out of play, and the count holds at 0-2. And Valoria. So Druhan with a new baseball comes set at the belt. The pause and the 0-2, swing and a miss, chased a high fastball, struck him out. For Druhan, that is his fifth strikeout. And it's 2 gone here in the bottom of inning number 5.
Six
strikeouts.
Short change.
Again, math, not my number one subject. So here is the Baron Radcliffe, who has walked and struck out, and he takes ball 1-1-0. Big left-hand batter is Radcliffe. 216, 4 homers, 11 runs batted in. And the pitch to him is wide for ball. Among the league leaders in strikeouts with 55. And among the league leaders in walks as well. Has done both thus far tonight. Officially 0-for-1. Fastball wide. And it's 2-0 on Radcliffe. Putting him in the leadoff role, interesting. He'll get on with those walks, and he's certainly a power threat from the number one spot. There's a fastball strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Lefty on lefty here. No action in the Greenville pen, so Druhan will more than likely continue on after this inning. Breaking pitch, strike, and it's 1-2.
Lugo thought Wingrove was stealing. He bolted for a second.
Wingrove did sort of bluff off the bag there, I thought. 1-2 on Radcliffe. The kick and the pitch, runner goes, and it's ball four, and there's another walk for Radcliffe.
So he's led off, Tony, four games now. He's right. Walked eight times in those games, and he has the two hits. Both of those were yesterday, the home run and the triple.
So Blue Claws with a threat here with two away. And here is the rehabbing big leaguer, Rafael Marchand. Switch hitter batting right, 0 for 2 in this one. The pitch to him swung on a line to left field. There goes McDonough racing over in the gap and makes the play again. And that retires the side. Don't want to hit it there because McDonough can really cover the ground as he did again on that occasion. Blue Claws threatened, but nothing across. No runs to hit, no errors. And two left. Greg Giambarisi back with you in the sixth through five. It's 6-0 Greenville on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser, 905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Carlo Reyes is back out there for Jersey Shore. We head into the top half of the sixth inning, and the Blue Claws trailing at 6-0. Christian Hernandez, the starter, 4 2/3, 6 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits. He walked 1, and he struck out 3. Joe Davis has hit 2 balls hard, including a homer, takes the fastball for a strike, and underway in the sixth, count 0-1. Homer in the second inning, sixth of the year, and then he flew out to the warning track in deep center. In the third, both off Hernandez, facing Reyes, obviously, for the first time, and he takes down and away 1-1. Reyes got the last out of the fifth, and this is his first full inning of work here tonight. And here's a little bouncer to first. Wingrove way off the line, fields it, underhands, waits for Reyes to get back wisely, and they get the out on the underhand toss, one away as Davis retired. Now that'll bring up Steven Scott. Tonight, Tony, is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond tonight. And the Blue Claws have two errors and two missed cutoff men. They're wearing cool jerseys, though, if you're into the Doctor Strange thing.
Very, very, very attractive.
You can
jerseys.
Bid at MILBauctions.com/Blue Claws. Here is Steven Scott. He takes inside. It's 1-0. You have a few more minutes. The bidding will end at the end of the seventh inning. One ball, no strikes on Scott, and the pitch by Reyes way inside, and it's two balls, no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2, grounded out and struck out. Medusa's tomorrow. Claws will wear their Medusa's Day Jersey Shore uniforms for the Friday night game. Swing and a miss by Scott. And the count is 2-1. And Greenville, actually, Tony, they'll wear theirs too. They brought them up from South Carolina. The Ranas de los Rios. You know what that is?
Nary a clue.
Frog.
One learns something new every day.
Greenville is located off the Reedy River. Ah. Here's the 2-2. And that is high, 3-2. And their mascot is Reedy Rippet. He's a frog. So they're the Ranas. I like that.
Do they have... I'm trying to remember. Now I was there a couple of times. You were there a lot.
I mean, not as... We didn't go there that much.
Yeah.
Fastball popped up behind the plate out of play.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
Trying to remember if they had a frog mascot.
Grady Rippin. 3-2 on Scott. One out, nobody on top of the sixth. Greenville 6, Jersey Shore nothing. And the pitch by Reyes is fouled away. Hey, Tony. I hope that ball doesn't damage the roof. It's time to call the experts at Elegant Exteriors to find out. Call 256-NEW-ROOF for your free roof evaluation. That's 256-NEW-ROOF. Elegant Exteriors, we rip off your roof.
Not you.
3-2 pitch is a breaking ball inside. Just missed ball four. First walk for Reyes, and that'll bring up Nick Decker. Blue Claws walked 9 hitters in the first game of this series on Tuesday and lost 9-1. Here's Decker from Tabernacle, New Jersey. I got to be honest, the Nick Decker cheering section, I was expecting a little bit more.
Yes, me too.
But it's still only Thursday, so maybe over the weekend. 37 miles from here, Tabernacle, Burlington County. And he was a high school standout there.
At Seneca.
Here's a high pop off third. Foul ground for, or fair ground for Valoria. Just off the base. And the infield dirt. He makes the catch, 2-1. Looking to the bottom of the sixth, Jersey Shore will have Rojas, Matera, and Ethan Wilson, 3, 4, and 5. All right, so let's set the over-under at what? It's got to be. I would set the over-under at about 76-33. Fastball outside, 1-0 to York.
That's funny. I was going to say about 7,500.
Yeah. Sellout crowd, the second of the season. Rickson Wingrove holds on. The runner at first, and York swings through. A fastball. It's 1-1.
And the fire pitcher going out there down the left field line and out beyond the left
field
berm. Yeah,
it's still fire pit season. I mean, we sell them at every game, so I guess it's always fire pit season here. But no, they're really useful on a day like this. 1-1. Little flare left center cutting over Rojas. He's there on the run to make the catch. Retiring York. End the drive in the sixth. No runs, no hits, so walk and a man left. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning in Shoretown, and it's the drive six and the Blue Claws nothing. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bad news as we return to Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Shane Drohan, the pitcher for Greenville, it looks like he might have a problem. Bob Kibber, the pitching coach, is out there with Iggy Suarez, the manager, and the athletic trainer, Bobby Stashura, out there as well. 6-0 Greenville, and Tony Drohan has pitched so well today.
Really?
He's allowed just 2 hits and 2 walks over 5 scoreless innings, plus 1 hit batsman, but it does appear... they've been out there for a while now. Now, it's tough to say. I don't know
I did not see what happened, but right now they're just talking, and there is some stirring in the Greenville pen. Actually, they're going to go straight to the bullpen and bring in a left-hander. So Drohan's day is over, and because of the injury, this new pitcher will have as much time as needed to warm up. I think it's Austin Lambright. It is number 7. So he is the new pitcher for Greenville. And we'll have a little bit of a delay. So Drohan goes 5 innings, no runs on 2 hits, 2 walks, struck out 6, hit 1. Now, there was a ball earlier, Tony, that was ball, we thought was ball 4 to Ethan Wilson, that skipped back to the screen in the second inning, but it actually glanced off of Wilson, so that was ruled a hit batsman, not a walk. So 2 walks, 1 hit batsman for Shane Drohan here today. So the new pitcher is Ethan Lambright, and he will take over here. And again, he has as much time as he needs. 27-year-old from the University of Central Oklahoma, was originally with the Royals, who drafted him in the 10th round of 2018. The Red Sox picked him up in December, and he's been with Greenville this year. This will be just his second appearance. He gave up 3 runs in a third of an inning in his first game of the season last week against Hickory last Wednesday. And he has been out for a while. He did not pitch in 2021 in affiliated ball. 2019 with the Royals, he split time between Lexington and Wilmington, neither of whom are now in the Royal system. Lexington is in the Frontier League. Wilmington is the Nationals affiliate in this league. And he had a 2-2 record with a 2.85 earned run average that season. So Austin Lambright is the new pitcher. And Tony, the Blue Claws will try to snap out of this funk they're in. They had only the 1 run on Tuesday on 6 hits. Today they have no runs on 2 hits. Yesterday they had 12 hits, scored 5, hit 2 homers in that ball game. It's been kind of a tough start to this series at the plate. Bottom of the 6th inning when we get going here again. So just waiting for Lambright again, who has as much time as he needs because he is an injury replacement for the drive. So Shane Drohan, 5 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, struck out 6. Tony, you want to check, do the scoreboard here?
Well, I was going to mention you were talking about the Blue Claws' struggles at the plate. And so far the game the other night in this game, sort of the script with the Red Sox affiliate being the highest scoring team and the home run leader in the South Atlantic League, and the Blue Claws down the bottom in both departments. The Blue Claws at the moment hitting a 207 for an average. That's last in the Sally League. In the runs department, they are at 148. And that is last, as I review the stats here in the Sally League. They are not last in home runs, however. with the 2 bombs last night, they moved up to 10th, I believe. Let's double check that. Yeah, they have 23. Wilmington, the National affiliate, has 21. And Brooklyn, who will be here next week, has 13. And Greenville leads with 70. So Lambright is ready, and we are set to resume action here.
3-4-5 for Jersey Shore. Johan Rojas will lead it off against the left-hander. 6-0 drive, bottom of the 6th. First pitch popped up behind the plate, out of play. And the count, 0-1. Rojas 0-2. He's at 190 on the year. Today's grounded to short and grounded out to the pitcher.
Now, see, here you're down 6-0. I don't know why you wouldn't try to lay down a bunt. The third baseman is playing well behind the bag. I mean, all you have to do is get it fair somewhere along the third base line, Northcutt has no chance. None, zero, zilch to throw him out.
Takes outside here for a ball. It's 1-1. And the other thing is...
left-hander on the mound, too.
Yeah.
As well. So you, so Rojas so is a right-hand batter. Yeah.
Well, if the pitcher fields the ball, it's a tougher throw.
Sure.
Because he's got to, you know, turn his body 180 degrees. One ball, one strike, and he hits it in the air, shallow right center. Decker starts back, now charges in, and he gets there, the lefty, to make the running grab. And one away as Rojas flies to right. But the other part of that, too, is Rojas is a guy who is as fast as basically anybody that's played here in the last decade. Right. Roman Quinn is up there. You know, there are a couple others. But Rojas is right there. And the third baseman, Northcutt, playing well behind the bag, because they have no expectation for him to bunt despite that speed. Here's Nick Matera, who takes high, and the count is one ball and no strikes. All you have to do is bunt a couple of times, and then you'll draw that third baseman in, and that opens up the hole on the left side as well. 1-0 on Matera, who's 0-2. And he looks at a pitch low.
Keith Werman told me before the ball game they want him to bunt more, and that it should be part of his game. Now, we've seen him bunt sporadically. That's about the best way to describe it.
Yeah, not that much at all.
Also that.
I mean, like, maybe a handful of times.
Yeah, really, that's it.
I don't think more than three or four. Matera takes low ball, 3-0. Well, the hottest hitter in the system came through again. 3-0 on Matera, and he takes a strike of the knees from Lambrine to the count 3-1.
That would be that Logan Ohapi.
RBI single, and then Vito Frisia followed two batters later with a two-run single. So Redding, who was trailing 4-0, now within 4-3, bottom of the fifth inning in Redding tonight. 3-1, swing and a miss, big cut by Matera. And that runs the count full, 3-2. Mickey Moniak, 1-3 in that game. He's 5-12 this week. And could see him back with the Phillies maybe this weekend, maybe next week. We'll see. 3-2 on Matera. And he swings and misses, strike three. So Lambright gets Rojas to fly out. Matera to strike out. Ohapi is up to 315, and what is he now at, 11-game hitting streak?
Yep, that would be 11.
When he has six, I think, home runs in that 11 games?
I think he had five in five games in a stretch there. He may have six in 11.
But here's Ethan Wilson. He fouls one back, nothing in one.
At that five-game stretch where he hit five, including two in one game.
Yeah, that was in Somerset last week. You know, he's an interesting guy because he's going to play his way to AAA. You're going to have Marshawn, who's here tonight, but get back there soon. Breaking ball down and outside of the count, one ball and no strikes. Logan had a great fall. He was in the Arizona Fall League after he had a great season here last year.
Phillies have a logjam.
It's their deepest position.
At catcher, you have JT, who homered tonight, by the way. And then you have a backup in AAA, but the prospects are Ohapi.
Wilson hits one high in the air, foul to the right, 1-2.
And if you're a young kid like Marshawn, you've actually been in the big leagues, had a cup of coffee in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And we'll see where they station Rafael after his stint here at Jersey Shore. But JT's
well, like you got to keep them. They're both going to play, so one's going to go to AAA, one's going to go to AA.
And JT's got about a five-year contract. A new one.
1-2 pitch, blooped off third, foul, and out of play off the netting above the Greenville dugout. 1-2. Wilson has been on twice, hit by a pitch in the second inning and singled in the fourth. Drive six, claws nothing. Bottom six in Shoretown with Casey Martin on deck. Lambright out of the stretch. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2.
Now, we haven't seen anything on this, and this is just speculation from me, a fan.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if they're going to look at Ohapi at another position at some point. Because
oh, I don't know. Two, two, tipped into the mid of the catcher. Scott, strike three. 1-2-3 for Lambright. Luclaus in order in the sixth. We go to the seventh inning, and it's Jersey Shore trailing the drive 6-0 right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back at Shoretown, we go to the top of the seventh inning. Drive six, and the Blue Claws nothing. Crowd tonight of about 7,600, give or take. And the Blue Claws have not given them much to cheer about. They gave up one in the first, one in the second, four in the third. And this will be Tyler McDonough to lead off against Carlo Rance. First goes foul. Uziel Valoria hits off the side of the grass and foul ground, and Valoria touches it before it crossed back over the line. Valoria playing behind the bag, not a bad idea by McDonough, who already has two singles tonight and has scored two of Greenville's six runs. Jersey Shore out hit 7-2. They've made two errors. They also missed a couple of cutoff men as well, so it's been a bit of a sloppy performance. 0-1 on McDonough, and Reyes drills one over the outside corner for a strike.
Greenville doing this tonight without one of their standout players, Sedan Rafaela, who is among the league leaders in a number of departments. He has the night off or is up near the top.
Breaking ball, cut on it, missed. He got him strike three.
He leads the league in hits with 54. He is seventh in the league in hitting, 316. And he has hit nine home runs this season. So he gets the night off, and this Greenville lineup hardly misses a beat.
So here is Matthew Lugo, the shortstop. 1-4-3. RBI single, reached on an error, and grounded out. Fastball in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing and one. Action of the Greenville bullpen. Swinging a miss, 0-2 is right-handed Robert Kwiatkowski. So it looks like Austin Lambright will go one inning. Casey Martin, Rickson Wingrove, and Nicholas Torres after the seventh inning stretch. Pits outside 1-2. Those of you watching on MILB TV, Blue Claws wearing special Doctor Strange-inspired jerseys for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. And those are available. You only have a few minutes left. The bidding will end at the end of the seventh inning. Breaking ball foul back out of play. And it's 1-2. But those are available for bid at Blue Claws. Sorry. MILBAuctions.com/Blue Claws. MILBAuctions.com/Blue
Blue Claws. So one ball, two strikes the count. And the pitch is on the outside corner for a ball. And the count 2-2. I guess that might have been Lou.
Blue Claws pitching after the third inning tonight.
Yeah.
Has not allowed a hit.
Fortunately, they count the first three innings.
That's right. Those are the breaks.
Breaking ball grounded back up the middle, right over the bag, and into center. So, as soon as Stoney says that a base hit,
the ultimate black cat.
2-for-4 for Lugo, and here's Alex Pinellas. That's the eighth hit of the night for Greenville. Pinellas has a hit, a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. He's 1-for-2. And that one is on the inside corner. So on the scoreboard, they're scrolling through the messages.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, happy 7th birthday, Jacob, but 7th is in quotes. And then before, there was another one that said, happy 3rd birthday, I think it was Glenn, and 3rd was in quotes. Is that like a leap year thing? Here's a liner caught by a leaping Lindgren, and he steps on the bag for a double play. Nice play by Rickson Wingrove at first base. 3 unassisted, and that retires the side. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left. 7th inning stretch time here in Shoretown. Drive 6, Claws nothing on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever you're for you, let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry-in floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today to find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction. That's 732-905-5600 or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark's Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. Robert Kwiatkowski takes over for Greenville. Austin Lambright, 1 perfect inning, 2 strikeouts. Drive 6, Blue Claws nothing. And it will be Casey Martin to lead things off, then Rickson Wingrove and Nicholas Torrens. Tyler McKay warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore, and he'll pitch the last couple of innings. And Tony, if the Blue Claws score 7 runs here in the 7th inning,
What happens?
Then Samantha Bartley of Barnegat will win $10,000.
seven in the seventh promotion. NJ Real Estate Guys. That's an in-person promo. You got to sign up here in the ballpark.
Now, does that come out of your paycheck, or where does that come from?
It does not come out of my paycheck. I don't know whose paycheck it comes out of.
I know it doesn't come out of mine. So, Greg, in between innings here, we had the entertainment, beautiful rendition of God Bless America. And I'm sure it's a coincidence. The Greenville mascot is a frog who is not in attendance tonight.
But
the rendition of God Bless America done very nicely by the Frog Pond Elementary School.
Oh, that's definitely a coincidence. The only two people who know their mascot is a frog are me and you. Here's Casey Martin and the first pitch. He chops one down to third, but it hit him in the foot in the box, so foul ball. And the count, nothing and one.
It is located in Egg Harbor Township, the Frog Pond Little Egg Harbor Elementary School. Again,
tomorrow Greenville will be the Ranas de los Rios. Chop foul outside of third of the count, nothing in two. As part of the MILB Copa de la Diversión program, the Blue Claws will wear their Medusa State Jersey Shore uniforms. And Greenville, they brought up their Ranas de los Rios unis, and they'll wear those tomorrow night. 0-2, the count to Casey, and he grounds one to third for the third time, but this one actually counts. Fielded by Northcutt, throws to first, and there's one away. He fouled it off his foot that went to third. Hit one foul to third, and that time he grounds to Northcutt a fair ball in the third, and there's one away. Well, Robert Kwiatkowski, the pitcher here for the drive. He's their third pitcher of the day. Shane Drohan, who left injured before he threw a pitch in the sixth inning, went five scoreless, and then Lambright a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. Kwiatkowski's out of Marshall, 24-year-old right-hander who signed with the Red Sox as a non-drafted free agent in 2020. Obviously, there was no 2020 season, so he made his pro debut last year with Salem in the Carolina League. Fastball to Rickson. Wingrove is low in the count, one ball and no one strike. 8 innings, 10 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts this year for Robert Kwiatkowski. Wingrove, a base hit. He's 5 for 10 with Jersey Shore, and he drives this one deep and foul down the left field line, 1 and 2. He's 5 for 10 with Jersey Shore. He was 3 for 27 with Clearwater at the beginning of the year. He opened the season with them, but then he got sent down to the extended spring training group in the Florida Complex League before joining the Blue Claws on Tuesday, one day after his birthday. Swings and misses there at a high fastball, strike 3. Two away. And here's Nicholas Torres. Torres hit a shot to left center in the fifth inning that Tony and I think, at least, well, I did. I thought it was going to be a double for sure. And it was somehow run down impressively by Tyler McDonough. So here's Torres, and he looks at a breaking ball, tries to check his swing, and he did. Pitch was down and away in the count, 1-0. 6:35 tomorrow night, Mick Abel on the mound. Ben Brown Saturday, Matt Russell Sunday for Jersey Shore. 6:35 tomorrow, 4:05 Saturday, and 1:05 on Sunday. One ball, notes missing, 2-0 on Torres. Tyler McKay, the right-hander from Lee Summit, Missouri. He'll come on in the eighth inning and probably throw the last two. 2-0 pitch right down the middle, called strike, and the count 2-1. Tomorrow's the last 6:35 game of the year. Remember, on Tuesday, the times revert to 7:05. Basically 7:05 the rest of the year. Breaking ball, chopper to the left side, waiting on it, Lugo. Backhands, plants, throws, off the bag comes Benelis, and that'll be an E6, I think. And it is an E6 on Matt Lugo. So Torres is safe on the air. And that'll bring up Uziel Valoria, the third baseman. Valoria struck out twice. That's the first error on Greenville. He said error, but they put up Oh, no. They put up error. Yeah. No, they put up a hit, and then now they're going to put up an error. So here's Valoria. Ball one to him. And the pitch is on the outside corner for a strike.
Lugo's 10th error of the season. That leads the team.
Tyler McKay in the pen. High set for the right-hander, and the pitch inside. And Uziel backs away from it, and the count is 2-1. He's a switch hitter, Valoria. He and Andrick Nava, the two Buchlaw switch hitters, and of course so is Rafael Marchand, who's here on a rehab assignment. So two balls, one strike, the count. And the pitch is a breaking ball high and away, and the count 3-1. Greenville up 6-0 here in the seventh. Bottom half, pitch is cut out and missed, high fastball, 3-2. So that'll mean a head start for the runner at first base, Torres. Buchlaw's down by 6 winners yesterday, 5-1. There goes the runner. The pitch cut out and missed. So Uziel Valoria strikes out swinging and then retires the side. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We've played 7 innings in Shoretown, and it's been all drive today. They lead it 6-0 here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit Shore
Premier Sharp Dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Tyler McKay, the new pitcher for the Blue Claws. We head to the eighth inning. And Jersey Shore trailing at 6-0. And he'll face Nicholas Northcutt, Alberto Jimenez, and Joe Davis. Carlo Reyes pitched well. 2 1/3 innings, no runs, one hit, one walk, and one strikeout. First pitch by McKay is a two-seamer that runs inside on Northcutt, and the count 1-1 and no strikes. Call to the bullpen, brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills on the train, fastball low. Transfer money on the go, no trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Tyler from Lee Summit, Missouri, 6'5", 177 pounds, swing and a miss. And the count is 2 balls, 1 strike on Northcutt, who's got 15 homers on the year, but 0-3 thus far tonight. Tyler, 24 years old, as he makes appearance number 12. Fly ball in the center. Backing up on it is Rojas. He's there in front of the track. Runs it down, one away. Number 12 on the year for McKay. 15 in the third inning, 16 hits. He's walked 5 and he struck out 13. So, you know, a guy who, Tony, who has been a starter before with the Blue Claws in 2019, he was a starter. Last year he made 15 starts, or 15 appearances, 10 of which were starts, but
This year, he's only averaging about an inning and a third per plate appearance. Curveball strike on the outside corner to Jimenez, and the count is nothing and one, not per plate appearance, per appearance. And that's because, you know, they're trying him out in relief this year. Same thing for Dominic Pipkin, Jordani Mosquito, fastball strike to Jimenez. And Ethan Lindau, too. Now, Lindau is back starting in Double-A Reading. He pitched on Tuesday and gave up two runs in five innings. But all these guys were a part of the piggyback road to 2019 and part of the rotation, which also was a piggyback rotation in 2021. 0-1 on Jimenez, and McKay curveball bounce foul behind the plate. Tyler was drafted out of Howard Junior College. He had played at Kansas State as well. Howard JC is in Texas. Marchand slides outside, pitch grounder off first, sliding stop, Wingrove to the backhand, throws to McKay, covering, not in time. It was a high throw, he was probably going to be safe anyway. Good effort by Rickson Wingrove, but a base hit for Jimenez. So he's at first, one out for Joe Davis, the designated hitter.
Third hit of the night for Jimenez. Greg, that was a nice play though by Wingrove. He flashed a little leather in the really brief time that he's been here. Sparkling catch of that line drive turned it into an inning.
Yeah.
Double play back in the seventh.
And he's a big guy, too.
Yeah.
He's pretty nimble. He's 6'5", 260, but for a guy that size, he's definitely pretty nimble. Swing and a miss by Davis in the count, nothing and one. Davis, big guy, too. He is listed at 6 feet, 230 pounds. Has 10 hits on the year, six of which are homers. Ground ball off third. Valori is there. Gobbles it up, goes to second, and throws it away. It goes into right field. Jimenez goes to third. Davis will stay in first base as Ethan Wilson plays it back in, and that'll be an E5 on Uziel Valoria. The Blue Claws have made three errors tonight, and the drive have runners at first and third with one out. So fielder's choice, E5.
Now, last night, the Blue Claws played about as pristine a game as you're going to see. Really a complete effort last night. Got timely hits, hit the long ball, got excellent pitching, good defense. And tonight, it's all gone pretty much the other direction.
Fly ball right center by Steven Scott. Wilson lines it up in right, called off in right center by Rojas, who makes the catch. Here comes Jimenez. Throw to the plate by Johan. On the fly, the tag. Not in time. Just in there, Jimenez. Scoring from third, a sacrifice fly for Steven Scott and an RBI. And it's 7-0 Greenville.
The throw by Rojas there, Greg, right on the money, and Jimenez just flat out beat it. Just got in there. But
yeah, that was a good throw. Nothing you can do.
Rojas really showing off an arm with that peg to the plate.
So that run is unearned because of the error on Uziel Valoria. And here's Nick Decker, and he takes in there for a strike count, nothing and one. Seven nothing Greenville in the eighth. And that is down and inside, one ball and one strike. So Minor League Baseball, Major League Baseball, formed a partnership with Marvel, and they created this program. The Blue Claws are wearing the Doctor Strange jerseys. Pitches outside, and the count is two balls and a strike. And it's called Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond. And the Blue Claws haven't. Pitch swing and a miss, 2-2.
I knew you were going somewhere with that, yeah.
And, you know, it's more than the three errors. There's also two missed cutoff men, which hurt you too. 2-2 pitch on the inside corner. Got him looking a fastball, strike three. First strikeout for McKay. One run, it was unearned. One hit, one error, one left. Bottom of the eighth coming up, and it's all drives. 7-0 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health,
the latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Cody Scroggins is the new pitcher for Greenville. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Blue Claws trail it 7-0. Scroggins will be the fourth pitcher of the night for Greenville. Kwiatkowski went one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts, one batter reached on an error and was stranded at first. Here is Baron Radcliffe, who is 0-for-1 with two walks. And that's pretty much what Radcliffe has done for much of the season. And the first pitch on the way is outside of the count. One ball and no strikes. He has 25 walks and 55 strikeouts and 137 plate appearances. So pitches inside for a ball. So that's 80 of 137 plate appearances have ended in either a walk or a strikeout for Barron. Leading off for the fourth consecutive appearance. Foul back into the screen, 2-1. He did not play on Tuesday, but the last four times he started, he has been the leadoff hitter. And in those games, he's drawn 8 walks. And he takes high and outside, ball 3. He's more of a power leadoff guy. He's got 4 homers, including one yesterday. But he definitely sees a lot of pitches and draws another one. So ball 4, leadoff man on. It's Cody Scroggins, walks Radcliffe. And that'll bring up Rafael Marchand. Marchand is 0-for-3 tonight. Last time he hit a ball into the gap that Tony and I both thought might get down for a 2-run double, that was run down by McDonough. And Rafael, of course, here on an MLB rehab assignment, left hamstring strain. Breaking ball outside off the mitt of the catcher, Scott. And it's one ball, no strikes. Cody Scroggins, a 6-foot-tall right-hander, 25 years old, out of Edmond, Oklahoma. Ninth-round pick in 2019 by Boston. Breaking ball, check swing, and tipped into the catcher's mitt. One ball, one strike. Scroggins went to the University of Arkansas, so he was a teammate there of Casey Martin. 15 and a third innings, 18 hits, 10 earned runs. He's walked 10, and he struck out 21. Pitched on Tuesday through a scoreless inning. Radcliffe leads off first, but he's not going anywhere with the Blue Claws down by 7. Here's a chopper to second, could be 2. York backhand flip to Lugo, 1 on the first, double play. 4-6-3 DP, and just like that, 2 up, 2 down in the 8th inning for Johan Rojas, the center fielder. So 0-for-4 tonight for Marchand, 1-for-6 with 2 walks in the first two games of his rehab assignment. And Ruby Armenta up in the pen. And here's Rojas, who takes for a called strike. And the count is 1-1. Or nothing in 1, excuse me. Johan 0-for-3 today. And he lifts one foul off to the right out of play. Oh,
Armenta will pitch the ninth. Blue Claws down 7-0. Tony, we have the attendance.
So my
here's the 1-0. Okay. And it's on the outside, or excuse me, the 1-2 on the outside corner, strike three, and then retires.
So let's hold that.
We'll hold it.
We'll
make
it.
You wait 90 seconds. Back after this to Shoretown on BlueCloths.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
A Ruby Larmenta, the new pitcher, drive 7, and the Blue Claws nothing. Larmenta takes over here for Tyler McKay, who threw one inning, gave up one run, it was unearned. So the drive lead at 7-0. They really led this game, Tony, from the outset. One of the first. They were winning after the third batter. One of the first, one of the second, 4 in the third, and then 1 in the eighth. McKay, 1 inning, 1 run, unearned, 1 hit, no walks, and 1 strikeout. Armenta's the 4th pitcher of the day, and he gets the top of the Greenville order. Here's Nick York. Yeah, the first pitch on the way is a changeup, swung on and missed, and the count, nothing and one. So what do we got on the attendance?
So I'm going to go 7565.
Foul back into the screen. Higher.
Seven, eight, two, three.
Higher.
8101.
8026. Wow. 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Armenta gets the strikeout of Nick York, and there's one away. So that will bring up Tyler McDonough, who has 2 hits today and 2 runs scored. Greenville will go to the pen. Another pitcher for them. It's like a spring training game. Everybody's pitching 1 inning in relief. Here's a chopper to third. Valoria grabs it shoulder high. Steps sidearms across in time. McDonough lost his helmet right before the base. He needs a tighter helmet. He lost his helmet when he was running the bases in the first inning, too. So he grounds out 5-3, and a good night for him. 2-for-5 with a couple of runs scoring. Lugo, the shortstop, who has an RBI single, reached on an error, grounded out, and then singled again. So he has 2 hits as well. Armenta out of the stretch. And he takes a changeup high. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Blue Claws will try to avoid getting shut out when we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And Armenta's changeup bounce foul up first. Blue Claws have been shut out twice this year, most recently in game one of the doubleheader against Hudson Valley on May 8th, Mother's Day. Fastball, swing and a miss, 1-1. Last year, Armenta struck out about half, a little less than half of the batters that he faced, which is pretty incredible. 1-2 on Lugo, and he misses high and outside. That's 93 on the scoreboard gun from a lefty, Tony, and a guy that does hide the ball pretty well anyway. You can see why he's pretty tough. 2-2 the count on Lugo. The pitch is high. And the count is 3-2. In the ninth inning, Jersey Shore will have Matera, Wilson, and Mart, 4, 5, and 6. He will be out of the stretch. The pitch foul back into the screen. .635 tomorrow for Game 4, and if assuming this score holds, Jersey Shore will 3-2, and that is high ball four. Win the last three games of the series to win the series from the drive. But in reality, Tony,
yes,
no matter what happens, the Blue Claws won the two important series against the drive.
That is correct. The series
2009 and 10
meant the Sunday League Championship.
Here's Alex Pinellas. That is outside. Count 1-0. Considering it's been 6-0 or worse since the third inning, I'm actually surprised we haven't spent more time talking about that series. 1-0. Pouncer foul up first. The only other person, I think, besides fans, because there are a few Blue Claw season ticket holders that were down there, but the only other person in the building, Tony, that remembers that 09 series was Bob Kipper, the Greenville pitching coach. 1-1, popped up behind the plate, out of play, 1-2. And Kipper has been a pitching coach in the Red Sox system for a long time. And he was in Greenville that year in 09. Blue Claws won the first two games here and then won Game 4 to clinch it down there. 1-2 the count, and that's on the outside corner. Got him looking, a fastball, and that retires the sign. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left. We played 8.5. Last chance for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws down 7-0 coming to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at RWJBA, J. Barnabas Health, and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Nick Matera will lead off here for the Blue Claws, who have just 2 hits tonight. They trail it 7-0 as we go to the bottom of
the ninth inning. They've been shut out twice this year, most recently in game one of the Mother's Day doubleheader against Hudson Valley. Mantera pulls one outside of third, foul on the ground, nothing and one. Ethan Wilson and Casey Martin will follow. 6:35 tomorrow night. Mick Abel on the mound for Jersey Shore. Here's the 0-1, and that's a breaking ball down and away. One ball and one strike. Tara at 209, does have two homers, tips one foul at home plate, one ball, two strikes. You know who's playing really well, Tony? Materas, Rutgers, Scarlet there, I believe the 3 seed in the Big Ten baseball tournament, which is this weekend. Here's the 1-2, foul back up here out of play, and the count is 1-2. It's kind of hard to believe, Materas the only Blue Claw ever from Rutgers.
It is. I mean, they've had quality programs.
Cut on a miss, though. Weak Haggard, a breaking ball, one away in the ninth inning. Ryan Fernandez, by the way, is the new pitcher for Greenville. So Shane Drohan went 5, and then they're on their 4th reliever to go an inning each. Ethan Wilson looks at a fastball high, and the count 1 ball and no strikes. Ethan is 1-for-2. Left-handed hitter, and he takes high again, 2-0. Left-handed hitter from Andalusia, Alabama. Swing and a miss there. 2 balls, 1 strike on Ethan Wilson. With Abel tomorrow, Blue Claws will have Ben Brown, fastball low, 3-1. On Saturday, and you know, he was probably the MVP, the player of the trip, I guess, whatever you want to call it, swing and a miss. He threw 11 and a third scoreless innings with 16 strikeouts over 2 starts. Did Ben once in one game in Bowling Green, 1 game in Wilmington. So he'll go Saturday. As Wilson fouls it back. And, you know, it's great to see. First of all, he's such a great guy. And, you know, second of all, he's just been frustrated with these injuries the last 2 seasons, 2019 and 2021. He only pitched 4 games each year. So he's stringing starts together. He's healthy, and now it's coming together for him. Here's a broken bat, soft line over to right field for Jersey Shore, 2nd for Ethan Wilson. And he is aboard with 1 out here in the ninth. You know, Wilson, Tony, has now 10 multi-hit games, which is 5 more than anybody else on the team. He came into the day at 220, which is, it's a little weird, right, with all those multi-hit games. I guess it's kind of all or nothing. Do we have a Philly score?
They're up 1-0 in the bottom of the 6th. Braves up the tying run at 2nd with 2 out.
Aaron Nola.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball strike to Casey Martin, 0-1. But, yeah, good to see for Ben. And by the way, there were 2 players that were really hoping to get in there today. They love the jerseys. Another broken bat. Blooper into shallow left center, and it drops in for a base hit for Martin. Wilson goes to 2nd, and he'll stop there. 2 on, 1 out for Jersey Shore, and that'll bring up Ricks and Wingrove. So a costly inning because they'll need to replace 2 bats, but they'll take the 2 hits. And here's Wingroom. Ben Brown and DJ Stewart both love the jerseys, the Doctor Strange jerseys tonight. And we're hoping to, well, Ben knew he wasn't pitching, but he's throwing Saturday. DJ told me he was hoping he'd get in there. He loves them. Swing and a miss by Wingroom, 0-1. Rickson has a hit in 3 at-bats with a pair of strikeouts. He's 5-for-11 so far with the Blue Claws with 5 strikeouts and a home run. And the 0-1, cut on and missed, change up, and the count 0-2. Wingrove from Newcastle, Australia, big guy, 6'5", 260. And Tony, he has that classic left-handed power swing
where you want the ball, you know, inner half, thigh high. You can drop the head of the bat and swing all the way up through it. And that's what he did yesterday when he launched the home run out of the berm in right. 0-2 pitch from Fernandez is high. One-two pitch is just low. Good eye. And the count is 2-2. Torres on deck. Fernandez pitch. Hit in the air, deep out of the right field. Decker turns around, looks up, forget it. Home run on the grass berm above the right field wall. Second game in a row. With a blast out there for Rickson Wingrove. And the Blue Claws off the board. A late field goal, if you will, makes it 7-3.
That's correct. The second home run in two nights for Rickson Wingrove. And the 19th in the career of the 22-year-old. Philly signed him as a free agent in 2018. From Newcastle, Australia, has provided some excitement here the last two nights and gives what's left of this big crowd here tonight something to cheer about.
Nicholas Torres swings and misses. And the count is nothing and one. And he fouls that one off at home plate. And I got it, both of the home runs by Rickson were absolute no-doubters.
Now, Torres.
He has power. He had Torres limping off. Yeah. Hit him in the foot.
Right.
You know, he has.
Oh, for sure.
Wingrove, he has real power. He had 11 homers in Clearwater last year. O-2 pitch popped up by Torres in the shallow left. Out goes Lugo. In comes McDonough, who dives after it, and he can't get it. It drops in, and that'll be a base hit, I think. And it is a single for Tobin between Lugo and McDonough, because Lugo could have had it, and then he peeled out of the way. And when he did that, you expect McDonough to just come in and easily make the catch, and then he had to slide after it, so... I don't know what happened, but it is a base hit for Nicholas Torres. And that'll bring up Uziel Valoria. 7-3. Fastball strike. I don't know if you can get too excited yet. Maybe one more base runner. Blue Claws need two guys on base. Two more base runners, I should say, to bring the tying run to the plate. Fernandez's breaking ball is strike on the inside corner. And the count is... no balls and two strikes. And that one high and outside. 1-2 on Uziel, who struck out three times today. Baron Ratcliffe on deck, then Rafael Marchand. Still one out in the ninth. Greenville 7 and Jersey Shore 3. Swing and a miss. High fastball. He got him strike 3. So the Blue Claws are down to their final out. And it'll be up to Baron Ratcliffe, who steps in here for the Blue Claws.
Uziel has struck out tonight mostly all on high fastballs. He did hit that home run in his first Jersey Shore at bat, but he's really not a home run hitter. He's just the second in his career.
Ratcliffe does something he doesn't do often. Swings at the first pitch and bounces it foul. And especially a little odd right down 4.
Here's where a walk would be maybe more helpful than a two-run homer.
0-1 pitch is a strike. That's the old baseball saying, right? You know, the home run is the biggest rally killer. I don't know if I buy that.
I don't either, but you'd like to see the inning build.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take a two-run homer.
Sure. 0-2, swing and a miss. You do not.
Nope.
Get that strike 3, and that'll do it for the ball game. Greenville wins it. 5-4, 7-3. Three runs in the ninth inning for the Blue Claws on 4 hits. 3-run homer by Rickson Wingrove. No errors in 1 left.
And your final score is Greenville 7 and Jersey Shore 3 here tonight in Shoretown. 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Blue Claws. 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. The winning pitcher was the starter, Shane Drohan. And he is 3-2. Christian Hernandez takes the loss, and he is 1-2. Blue Claws are 14-26. Greenville is 17-25 on the year. Time of the game was 2 hours and 30 minutes, and the attendance was 8,026. Blue Claws win it. Greenville wins it 7-3. Tony's post game is next on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses, and contacts, dry and flow free. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friend.
Tony Grimm back with you on the post-game show tonight here at Shoretown Ballpark. Big crowd came out tonight. Blue Claws didn't get them much to cheer about until Rickson Wingrove's 3-run home run on the bottom of the ninth inning. Not enough, though, as Greenville prevails 7-3. This game sort of went according to script. Greenville, you don't see that too often in sports, but it did here tonight. Greenville, the highest scoring team in the league. And that's what they did tonight. They scored 6 runs over the first 3 innings, 4 in the third, helped by a couple of Blue Claws errors and a couple of missed cutoff men on throws from the outfield. And already they were up 2-0 on 4-run. First made it 6-0, and they coasted from there. They added an unearned run later, and the Blue Claws did get the 3-run bomb by Wingrove in the bottom of the ninth inning. The total, 7 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for Greenville. 3-6-3 for the Blue Claws. The starter and winner tonight, he went the first 5, then was lifted apparently due to injury. At the start of the 6th, Shane Drohan goes to 3-2, and Christian Hernandez, the loser, falls to 1-3. With a win, Greenville improves to 18-25. The Blue Claws are 14-27 and 9-8 here at Shoretown Ballpark. Looking at the box score, 2 hits for Tyler McDonough. Also, for Matthew Lugo of Greenville, and the big gun was Gilberto Jimenez, who had 3 on the night, including a 2-run single in that 4-run third inning. Greenville went 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position and left 6. Drohan went the first 5 innings to improve to 3-2, allowed 2 hits, walked 2, struck out 6, and 4 relievers followed each pitching an inning. Blue Claws finished with 6 hits, 2 hits tonight for Ethan Wilson, and Wingrove also had 2. The other hits by Casey Martin and by Nicholas Torres. Baron Radcliffe of the Blue Claws, who is among the league leaders in walks and strikeouts. That's what he did tonight. He struck out twice, and he walked three times. The Blue Claws went 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position and left seven. Hernandez went 4 2/3, allowed seven hits, six runs, four were earned. He walked one, and he struck out three. Carlo Reyes, Tyler McKay, and Rubio Armenta finished the game for Jersey Shore. And they did a nice job, actually, after the third inning. The drive only had one hit for the remainder of the game. They had seven in the first three innings and just one hit the rest of the night. But the game was decided, though, in those early innings. Time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes and 8,026, the second largest crowd of the year. Watch tonight. The largest was 8,071 on opening night, but certainly a good crowd tonight here at the Shoretown Ballpark. Phillies tonight in Atlanta. That's a 1-0 Phillies lead in the top of the seventh. JT Realmuto's home run has accounted for the one run in the ballgame. Aaron Nola on the mound thus far for Philadelphia. As for the Phillies highlights, Phillies affiliates, excuse me, you go to the top of the ninth inning at Reading. Binghamton has just taken a 6-4 lead over the Reading Fighting Phils. And in that contest, Logan O'Hoppe has extended his hitting streak to 11 games. So far, he has 1-for-4. Mickey Moniak also 1-for-4 for Reading. In the other games among the Phillies affiliates tonight, Lehigh Valley, in the top of the eighth inning in Lehigh Valley, is a 2-1 leader over Worcester, the Red Sox affiliate. And for Lehigh Valley, Yaro Munoz has two hits, including his second home run of the season. The other ball game involving the Phillies affiliates tonight, Clearwater. The Threshers are playing Jupiter tonight in Jupiter, and that has gone final. Jupiter wins it 9-5. Clearwater falls to 22-19. Jupiter, the Miami affiliate, is 23-19. Binghamton, by the way, the Mets affiliate, and Worcester, as we mentioned, I believe, is the Red Sox affiliate. For Clearwater, Wilfredo Flores had three hits for Marty Malloy's Threshers. Next Blue Claws game is tomorrow night right here at the Shoretown Ballpark, and the Phillies' number three prospect, right-hander Nick Abel, 2-3 in the ERA of 4, will be on the hill, and he'll be opposed by right-hander Wyatt Olds, 0-3 with an earned run average of 8.40. First pitch scheduled for 6:35, and Greg and I will have it for you at 6:25 on Friday night. Our thanks to Ryan Caldwell and his game and production staff. As usual, they do a great job. And for Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight was Greenville 7 and Jersey Shore 3. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.